Hey everybody, I'm Matt Briscoe. Hope you're having a great week. This is your South Texas Outdoor Connection, and we do this every Friday. We put this podcast out there in hopes that you'll take a listen to before you go out or while you're going out doing whatever you're doing on your weekend off. And if you're one of the fortunate ones to have the weekend off, man, congratulations. It is going to be a beautiful weekend. We have your weather forecast coming up later on today in this show. If you're going to be out boating, out driving around, going to some of the art fairs around, going to some of the farmers market, just the different things that you have going on this weekend. If you're going to be out fishing, maybe you're going to go over to Beeville and do some turkey hunting. That sounds like a great thing to do. My buddy David Sykes with the Caller Times, He put out a great article here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was a couple of weeks ago about turkey hunting here in South Texas. We're going to talk a little bit about it here today, too. Give you some pointers on where to go for fishing. And also, we're going to be getting into, towards the end of the show, some of the wildflowers and some of the South Texas outdoors, some of the stuff that you can see outdoors. But let me first off say thank you for joining us. I am so glad that you're here. Pull up a cup of coffee. Grab you a ice cold beverage, whatever you choose. I got some stuff over here in the ice chest here. I think there's some sodas in the ice chest. Pull one up, and let's talk a little bit about the great out of doors. You know, one of the biggest things out there this time of year is Rio Grande turkey season. You know, hunting these Rio Grande turkeys. A lot of people are going out there doing them, like I mentioned earlier, but there's also still some good fishing going on here on the coast. Whether your freshwater is your thing up at Lake Corpus Christi or up at Choke Canyon or maybe some of the other freshwater lakes, or maybe you like going out on the Laguna Madre, maybe you like going out to Bob Hall Pier. We're going to be covering all of that for you. Now, what this show is not, is it's not a plug for ball sports. We don't play banjo music, and we don't talk about ball sports here on this show. This is specifically talking about the great outdoors and our love for the great outdoors. So I'm really glad you joined me here today. I hope you have a great weekend ahead of you. The weather is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I mean, this weather, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, let's take a look at this. Friday afternoon, that's when we record this podcast. We're going to reach up to about 85 degrees today. That's not bad, is it? I mean, I'm sitting here looking out the window of the studio, and it is absolutely gorgeous out there. I mean, a south wind is a little bit breezy. Our weather station here on the island is recording 23 degrees. Or 23 miles per hour. 23 degrees would not be nice, but 23 miles per hour. There are some gusts getting up there close to about 30. So if you're out on the water today, be careful with that. Be sure you keep that in mind. But tomorrow, I mean, a high of maybe 74. I mean, who could argue with that? I mean, that's going to be great. We'll get into a full weather forecast here in just a little bit. But first, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And as you're out riding around, always be mindful. Stop in and visit our sponsors who make the South Texas Outdoor Connection happen. Without them, we would not be here. We could not afford to pay the bills and keep everything going. So be sure you stop and visit our sponsors that do such a wonderful job keeping us on the air, whether it be on radio or whether it be on podcast or whatever the case may be. Thank them for supporting us. We really do definitely appreciate it. All right, so let's talk about fishing. So have you been fishing? I have not been fishing this week. I just haven't had the time. I really haven't. You know, we've been still getting settled in our new place and with the job and everything else. I haven't had as much chance to, as much time as I like to go out fishing and enjoy fishing. You know, you got to work, right? It's a great thought. Fish all day, work when you can. Well, you know, my life doesn't quite work that way. But, you know, whether you're going up to towards Houston or whether you're staying here on the Laguna Madre, maybe you're taking a drive out to Freeport, there is some good fishing out there. We're going to get into that here in just a little bit. And hopefully we can help you along the way. That's what I'm hoping for anyhow. So, all right, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about fishing. We're going to get you caught up on some of that fishing news. And we are going to get you caught up on some of that weather out there, and we're going to talk turkeys. So we'll see you here in the next segment. Stick around for us, folks. All right, welcome back. So, you know, we have been talking a little bit about fishing, and you know, fishing is one of my favorite hobbies, and I know many of you do too. And you know, I just got off the phone with the folks over at Causeway Fishing Pier over there, right there on the Laguna Madre there at the Humble Channel. You know, they were reporting pretty much the same thing. I talked to Clem's too, and tried to get a hold of Red Dot, that they weren't available, but we talked to the guys over at Causeway and at Clem's, and they are both reporting the same thing this Friday afternoon. They have pulled up a few good reds on crab, and they have been seeing a few trout come in. They said the trout have really picked up, and some few nice-sized drum on shrimp and crab, but not too much to speak of. So the fishing has slowed down a little bit out there on the Humble Channel and on the Intercoastal, but there's still some great places to go. I was looking also, I talked with David Alvarez, who was telling me earlier in the day that over in Rockport, the black drum are doing pretty good out on the cut there, and there are just a lot of shrimp out there to be had. And he says that I was talking with him out there, and he says that the fish out there are really starting to bite over in Rockport. Black drum are doing pretty good on the Lydia Ann Channel. He said he caught some on crabs out there, and redfish are doing pretty good over in Rockport. So if you're headed over to Rockport, redfish are doing pretty good out that way. So are the black drum. They're doing really good on shrimp. But over here on the Laguna Madre, they're still pulling up some on the Humble Channel, fishing on the channel side. Now, the folks over at Clem's were saying that they had pulled up a few black drum, but nothing really major. A couple of oversized redfish out there, they were picking up some of those. And that's over there. I stopped and talked with some guys the other day who were fishing there on the Laguna Madre, and they had some nice reds. And he said they got them on the edge of the grass there, or on the edge of the channel there, just using crab. So apparently crab's what's working right now, whether it be for the black drum or whether it be for reds. So they did say that they had some good crab over there at Causeway. They did have shrimp, of course, plenty of shrimp, but they didn't have a whole lot of croaker, and their perch was a little bit slow right now. So as you could probably expect. So I mean, don't think that out of the ordinary, but you know, you kind of expect that this time of year. But you know, fishing has been really hot, and now it's starting to kind of wane off a little bit. So you kind of do expect that to happen, just a little bit. Now, if you travel over to Port Aransas, if you're going over to Port Aransas, you know, the Shrimp Boat Channel is always a great place to go fishing over there. Black drum have been really good on finger mullet and crab. I talked with Pete Salazar. Pete Salazar told me that he had caught his limit the other day, and then some. Of course, you know, he let them go, but he did catch his limit using finger mullet and crab. So apparently, and he fishes right there on that Shrimp Boat Channel right there. He fishes a lot on that. That's always a good, consistently good place to go. He was also telling me that he had fished off the jetty the other day, and he caught some good sheephead over there, and he caught some good redfish. And he was using just dead shrimp, fresh dead shrimp. You know, it's what, $5 a pound or something like that. You can't go wrong with that. I mean, I have always used fresh dead shrimp a lot. Not every time I go fishing do I use it. But fresh dead is a good sidekick bait. I mean, it's when I go, and I know I'm going to be out there for a couple of hours, you know, give me some crab, maybe some croaker, And I always do end up picking up a couple of pounds of fresh dead shrimp. I mean, it's, what, $5-6 a pound. It's not incredibly expensive, and it's always something really good to have. So apparently, that's what's working over at Port Aransas. Now, if you're here in Corpus Christi, trout have been pretty good on the edge of the grass. I was talking with Jim Hatfield earlier, and Jimmy told me that he was using live shrimp under a popping cork. It's another good old standby for his trout fishing this week, and he did some great work there. But again, he said it did kind of slow down a little bit. So, again, that's to be expected a little bit this time of year. So, if you're looking at coming over here to Corpus Christi, black drum and redfish, of course, they're on the Packery, are really good on crabs. I talked with three or four people this week who said they were using crabs, and I take them. There's a couple of different ways to do it, a couple of different ways of hooking it. We have a demonstration on our Facebook page, South Texas Outdoor Connection, that shows you how to crack these crabs and how to put them on a hook. That they're really great to use. Really great bait, especially so. What am I seeing the common denominator between Corpus Christi, Port Aransas, and Rockport? Crabs and shrimp. Crabs and shrimp. Now, I talked to a couple of guys. I talked to Randy Dilford up in Freeport, who said sheephead and sand trout are doing really good on live shrimp. I can't even talk today. Live shrimp out in Christmas Bay. So if you're headed up that way, and you want to venture off up to Freeport, maybe East Matagorda, West Matagorda, live shrimp under a popping cork seems to be working up there. But here locally, it's crab and shrimp. And you can never go wrong with that. I mean, I guess you could, use gulps, or you can do whatever you want. But, I tend to stick with what's working. Now, over at Clem's, they said they had plenty of bait. Causeway said that they had plenty of shrimp, and they had plenty of crabs, but they were just running a little bit low on croaker and stuff like that, so, and some perch. So, but obviously stick with what's working. I mean, now granted, that could change from minute to minute, but just get you a piece of that fresh dead, reach into your little plastic bag there, get you some of that fresh dead. Sometimes I pull the head off. Sometimes I, take it out of the shell. Sometimes I put it on their whole. It's all different kinds of ways. Everybody has a way of doing it, their own way of doing it. Break a piece off if it's a big one, stick it on a hook, throw it out there. Probably going to catch something. It might be a hard head. I mean, that's what I end up catching most days anyway. But, it does happen. So, hey, they're if you have kids, anything is fun to catch, we took little guy out there fishing here a couple of weeks ago, and he caught a good sized hardhead, and he just loved it. Just like, oh my goodness, look what I caught. And it's so great to see the kids out fishing and to see the kids out enjoying it. So shrimp, crabs, that's what you're looking at this weekend. Hey, might as well try it. I mean, it's always something good to have handy, right? So crabs and shrimp. Crabs and shrimp. That's what you're looking at now this week so far. Now, if you want to venture out and you want to go down to South Padre, trout are good there around the islands. Channel edges are really good. Color changes in the water a little bit, they say. But DOAs, using DOA shrimp, 3 to 4 feet of water. That's doing pretty good down on South Padre. You can never go wrong with a DOA. You just can't. You can never go wrong with a DOA. I mean, I've had some good luck with those. If you're going down to Port Isabel, trout and redfish are doing pretty good around the gas wells on live shrimp, redfish on the flats, and also they're having some good luck on DOA shrimp down there as well. So trout are doing pretty good on live bait, and that's down at Port Isabel. So if you're going out there and you want to check that out, maybe South Padre is your thing. Sounds like DOA is working out pretty good there. So, are you ready to go fishing? Well, let's make sure we got our license. Let's get us some ice. Let's go fishing, huh? I mean, you can just not go wrong with that, right? Sounds like a good plan to me. All right. So let's, let me see here. I'm trying to find my show notes here. You know, I have so many show notes. It is unreal. And my EP, David Nagarski, does a fantastic job of keeping me organized most days of the week. And I had a fishing report here from Lake Corpus Christi. If things, some of the lakes, some of the freshwater lakes, you know. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Found it. Found what I was looking for. How many of you have been there? Nothing like doing it on the radio either, you know, finding something that you're looking for. Anyway, water temperature. If you're going up to Choke Canyon, water temperature's kind of holding around between 60 or 76 degrees and 80 degrees. Black bass are doing really good on spinner baits and heavy jigs and grass. You know, when it comes to black bass, I've always just used those little cheap H&H spinner baits. I love them. I think they're the best thing in the world. White bass are good on minnows and jigs. You know, I've caught a lot of white bass too using these little just cheapo lures, you know, that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. But Choke Canyon, they're saying black bass are really good on spinner baits. And Jeff Crowell, who fishes up there a lot, says that he's like me. He uses these H&H spinner baits and just these little cheapo spinner baits. And, you know, he's had some good luck with those black bass up there. So crappie, he says, are doing really good on minnows and tube jigs. Now, the watercolor, he said, is stained, so he's using white. And then, of course, you know, if you're out there using, you know, say you want to go out there and catch you a channel cat or a blue cat, he said those have been pretty good. Yellow cats are a little bit slow right now up at Choke. But definitely the blue cats and the channel cats are doing really good on stink bait and live perch. So, you know, if you're venturing up to Choke Canyon, let's take a look at Corpus Christi, Lake Corpus Christi. They say the watercolor is a little bit off. So if you're going up to Mathis, the water's about the same, 77 to 81 degrees. Black bass there are a little bit slow. Or excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong report to you here. Lake Corpus Christi, the water is off color, and it's running 62 to 68 degrees. And the black bass are okay on spinnerbaits and Texas rigs. So talked with a couple of guys up there who said they had some good luck with the black bass there on those Texas rigs. White bass are doing okay on rooster tails. Crappie are doing great on minnows and jigs. You know what else they're doing? What else the crappie are biting on? They are biting off of crickets. And, you know, you can go get you a dozen crickets for little or nothing. You know, that's always something good to keep handy, a dozen crickets. You know, when I go freshwater fishing and I go out and I know I'm going to go out to Lake Corpus Christi or to Choke Canyon or wherever the case might be, get a bucket of crickets, get you a bucket of minnows. You can have a lot of fun with those white bass and crappie out there on crickets and minnows. Hook them through the back, you know, hook them through the lip, whatever. And, you know, throw that thing on a hook and just let it go. Them crappie will go crazy over that. I'm telling you, every single time. I've never been able to go wrong. And one of the best crappie fishing trips I ever had was at Choke Canyon. But one of the best white bass fishing I've ever done has been at Lake Corpus Christi. This was years ago off the lip here out there. We got into some crappie or some white bass. We got into some white bass. They were biting on just these minnows and crickets, and we just had a blast with those. And we limited out, went back and had a great fish fry on the shore. What in the world could be better than that? So anyway, Lake Corpus Christi, water's off color, 62 to 68 degrees. Black bass are fair on spinnerbaits and Texas rigs. White bass are doing okay on rooster tails. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and crickets. They've been having some good luck with catfish, too, on night crawlers and live shad. So, you know, if you want to take a little break from freshwater or from saltwater fishing and you want to go get your line wet in some freshwater, Lake Corpus Christi and Lake Choke Canyon sound like a good place to be. Now, maybe you're going to venture a little bit further north, and you're going to go to San Antonio. Black bass are doing okay on crankbaits up at Lake Browning. Dark plastic worms in the reeds. Striped bass are doing good on liver and shad. Talk with Fred Kernell, who fishes up there in Browning Lake in Calaveras quite a bit. He said he's caught some really good blue cats in 15 to 20 foot of water out there on cut bait. So, maybe it's not doing too terribly bad. So if maybe Brian, he said he was doing pretty good on shrimp, liver, and cheese bait, channeling blue cats over at Calaveras. And he said the yellow cats are very slow. He hasn't caught any yellow cats up there this week. So we'll just have to take a good look at that. But if you're going to Calaveras or Browning, couldn't really go wrong with that either. So anyhow, that is your South Texas fishing report. Either way you do it, sounds like it's going good. In the short, Humboldt Channel, if you're going around here, Corpus Christi, if you're going around here, whether it be Humboldt Channel, whether it be Port Aransas, sounds like shrimp is the way to go for black drum, red, shrimp, and crabs. For all of that, sounds like it's the way to go. You just doesn't seem like you can really go wrong with that. So anyway, just get out there and enjoy this weekend. It's going to be some great weather this weekend. It really is. It's going to be some fantastic weather. We'll get into that for a little bit in our next segment. But hey, load up the fishing poles. Go fishing. We'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, welcome back. This is our final segment, and no matter what you're going to be doing this weekend, you are going to have some great, great weather to be out doing it. I'm Matt Briscoe. This is your South Texas Outdoor Connections. Thanks for joining us this week. The weather, man, is absolutely springtime in South Texas. Is there anything much better than springtime in South Texas? I don't know if there is or if there isn't, but it's awfully hard to beat, right? It really is awfully hard to beat. And this weather, if you're looking for a great weekend to get out there and enjoy something, this weather is going to be it, let me tell you. So starting on Saturday, there is going to be a slight chance, 20% chance of thunderstorms, but it's going to be mostly sunny with a temperature falling to around 65 degrees. 65 to 70 degrees by the afternoon. I mean, how can you argue with that in April, in early April, right? Winds are going to be out of the north at 7 to 12, increasing to about 20 in the afternoon. I mean, that's on Saturday. You can't beat that. Sunday is going to be partly sunny with a high near 73. I mean, Sunday night going to get down to about 68. Who can argue with this beautiful Texas weather that we are having here this week? I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. Monday, there's going to be a little bit of a chance of showers. Tuesday, 20% chance of showers. That's always inevitable this time of year, but the short of it is it's going to be great. It is going to be absolutely great weather out there, and you just need to get out and enjoy this beautiful spring weather that we're having here in South Texas. And one of the ways that you can do that, if maybe you don't want to go fishing, maybe you just want to go be outside and there's something else you want to do, if fishing and hunting is not your thing, maybe you want to get out and just take a drive. Let me tell you, I have seen some absolutely beautiful photos, some stunning photos coming from the Hill Country, Llano, Burnett, Marble Falls. I've seen some great, 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 great photos coming from up there. The blue bonnets and the Indian paintbrushes. There's been a lot of rain up there. Things are looking great along the side of the road. But let me tell you, if you're in Corpus and you head out 44 and you make your way over to Duval County past San Diego and Freer, and you just, once you get to Freer, stop there at Liberty Cafe and get you a chicken fried steak for lunch tomorrow and then head north on 16. Towards McMullen County all the way to San Antone through Jerdenton and Pleasanton, seeing that purple sage in bloom, the sombrero flowers, the blue bonnets, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Indian paintbrushes that are all just adorning the highways and the ranches this time of year. Definitely makes for some good photo ops. Now, one of the things that's very, very popular to do here in Texas this time of year is pull off on the side of the road, get the kids out, take pictures in the blue bonnets. Makes for a great picture, doesn't it? But it's really super dangerous. If you didn't realize how dangerous this was, you should. Because rattlesnakes do love the blue bonnets, and rattlesnakes are out this time of year in full force in South Texas. You need to be aware of that before you go and start taking pictures of your kids in the blue bonnets. You know, make sure that there are no rattlesnakes. You definitely don't want a beautiful, or copperheads for that matter. You just really don't want to have that be the spoiler for your beautiful weekend out with the family, right? You just don't want that. So this is that time of year. Make sure you take the precautions as with anything else and get out and see the purple sage in bloom, the blue bonnets, the Indian paintbrushes, all of this, and just enjoy the wildlife. I mean, just enjoy the wildlife, enjoy the scenery, stop and pay homage to our Texas heritage. You know, visit a cemetery, an old cemetery, pay homage to the people who were here before us, who helped us inherit this beautiful land that we call South Texas. It's been my home now for 36 years, and I absolutely love it. This is my backyard. And it's your backyard, too. And we all love the outdoors. And there's so many wonderful things that we can do here in the great out-of-doors. And the blue bonnets are spectacular, you know. But definitely you need to take some precaution. And you know, have a little bit of common sense when you're out there doing this. You know, but wildflower reports right now all throughout Texas looking just absolutely phenomenal. You know, we got some good rain during the fall that helped the bluebonnet crop a little bit. You know, we had a pretty mild winter, although there were a few cold snaps in there. Didn't really affect things too terribly bad, but the bluebonnets are looking up for sure, and the Indian paintbrush, just all these different wildflowers, all the foliage is out there. If that is what floats your boat and that's what makes you happy, you know, it makes me happy. Just to be out there and take a drive with my family. We have Little League tomorrow. We have a doubleheader Little League tomorrow. So I'm definitely not going to be able to get out there and check that out. But, you know, we're not going to be able to go out on a drive. But and also I have work tomorrow. Did you know that? I have to work tomorrow. Again, another weekend I have to work. But, you know, you can definitely get out there, enjoy this beautiful weekend. And whether you're taking a look at wildflowers, whether you're going turkey hunting for the Rio Grande turkey, or whether you're going out fishing, or whether you're just going to have a barbecue in the backyard, get out and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead of us. It's going to be stellar, so you cannot argue with that. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Matt Briscoe. I am the host of the South Texas Outdoor Connections. I hope you have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you right here again this next week. And be sure and tell your friends and family to be safe out there and enjoy the water and enjoy the hunting and enjoy the beautiful foliage that's going on this spring. And have yourself a great weekend and a great week ahead. But for now, I'm Matt Briscoe. This has been South Texas Outdoors Connection. We'll talk to you again this time next week. Have a good weekend.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.